An announcement this week from the Eastern Ontario Regional Network, the federal and provincial government, and Rogers Communications marked the beginning of availability for 5G mobile services in the area. With 18 new sites and upgrades to 7 existing sites, Rogers 5G mobile services are now available for the first time for residents of Lennox and Addington County. The announcement is part of the Eastern Ontario Regional Network's Cell Gap project, a $300 million project to improve and expand cellular services across rural Eastern Ontario. The Eastern Ontario Regional Network is a nonprofit organization created by the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus. Throughout Ontario, Rogers is building approximately 333 new telecommunications sites. Upgrades have been completed on 305 existing sites, as well as 58 new cell sites. Eastern Ontario Regional Network CEO Jason St. Pierre described the main goals of the project.
Our project is a mobile service. We are looking to close the cell gap. That is the scope of the original program. There are a number of benefits that that will be available with this program, but initially or primarily our project here is to close that cellular gap.
St. Pierre noted why new towers are needed in the area.
When Rogers would have put in their submission to the RFP, they would have looked at Eastern Ontario from a holistic point of view and they would have developed the best network that could be integrated together to provide continuous service to the mobile customers that we're targeting. So to be able to do this, for towers to be able to hand off, there were gaps in our current network, so additional towers were required. But also, as technology changes and we move from an LTE or a voice type service into standard definition and high definition services, the amount of data required and the coverage areas of each of those types of services decreases with the amount of volume that's required. So when we start talking about high definition services, the footprint on that, because of the data required, is much smaller than a voice service of 15 or 20 years ago. The other challenge we're seeing, and we're hearing about it when we're in the communities today, the number of people who have subscribed or have joined cellular networks has increased over the time as people are ditching the landlines or traditional telephone lines and moving into more cellular-based telephones. So we are seeing an increase in the number of users and the volume on those, as well as the amount of usage that's going on to those towers. So to be able to create a seamless network that is able to carry those calls and reduce the amount of drop calls, additional towers are required for that, but also for those future technologies and where we see the data or the technology moving, additional capacity will be required in the network.
St. Pierre went on to explain how the towers are set up to remain useful in the future.
These new towers will also allow for future deployment of fixed wireless and new technologies to roll out. So we're talking 5G today. But in some areas, they're already deploying a 5G plus platform that allows for more data throughput than what was initially thought when we started this project. So the technology is evolving quickly, but the towers and the structures that we're building are going to be able to support those future technologies as well.
St. Pierre spoke about the history and timeline of the project leading up to the building of the sites.
In 2014, the MPs and the MPPs asked the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus to fix the gaps in the cellular networks in Eastern Ontario. It became known as they were traveling between their offices and back to their constituencies that there were times where they would be disconnected or unable to stay in touch with the office. And it was creating some challenges for them in their busy schedules and quite a bit of time spent in the communities. They're also hearing a fair amount of this probably from local residents as they're out there. So they approached the EOWC to see if there's an opportunity to use a similar model to what the Eastern Ontario Regional Network had provided for the broadband project. In 2017, the Eastern Ontario Regional Network submits a business plan to the federal and provincial governments to fix that gap. And there's a lot of detailed analysis, really looking at the market failure and the studies that were done in that to ensure that we had enough data to support what we knew fundamentally were the challenges, but we had the data to support that in a business case and then a business plan to take to those governments. In 2019, the federal and provincial governments announced support for that business case. And in 2020, negotiations with the upper levels of government begin. September 2019, they were completed, completed in May of 2020. In 2020, we did launch the request for proposal. That was in April of 2020, with the RFP closing in September. And we had two candidates apply to that. Rogers and Bell both submitted bids to that project. In 2020, the EORN reviews the bids and presents Rogers as our preferred proponent to the board, and we began contract negotiations. 2021, it's announced that Rogers has been successful in that, and the contract is signed. In 2022, our first towers are built.
St. Pierre noted some of the benefits for the healthcare industry.
We often talk to the paramedics. Our goal would be, you know, with a high definition 5G connection, if there's a requirement, the paramedic in the back of the ambulance is able to, in real time, talk with the emergency room to start triaging and present the challenges or the injuries that may be in the back of the ambulance, so that when they come into that emergency room, those doctors are fully prepared of the situation and what might be going on, and have real-time video discussions on an ongoing transportation timeline.
St. Pierre went on to describe how the project will also help tourism in the area.
We are looking to improve economic development opportunities and tourism experiences. A lot of our rural territories in Eastern Ontario, tourism is one of our big economic drivers, and we have people coming out of the urban areas who are looking for the same type of services as they get in downtown Toronto when they come out to Cloyne or into Lennox and Addington. So they want to be able to stay connected and ensure that they're able to. So we're looking to ensure that they're able to do so.
St. Pierre noted the Eastern Ontario Regional Network looks to exceed the goals of their agreement with the Ontario government.
We do have a contractual agreement with the province of Ontario to have our work completed by the end of 2025, so December 31st, 2025, and we will meet or exceed these project goals.
St. Pierre noted the agreement's readiness for growth.
We do have a very detailed service level agreement in place for the next 5 years to ensure that there's enough capacity in this network and enough scalability for future growth to ensure that we do see a reduction in drop calls. And if those, if the population increases or we start to see capacity challenges, we do have mechanisms in place where we are able to work with Rogers to try to mitigate those challenges.
As part of its Cell Gap project, the Eastern Ontario Regional Network is working with Indigenous communities to ensure that new cell infrastructure is built with respect for Indigenous treaty rights and heritage. Based on input from several First Nations, they've committed to exceeding industry practice and are conducting archaeological assessments on most new tower sites. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.